questions 47 through 50. Listen to a professor talk to his city planning class.
Today, we'll examine the role that private transportation, namely the automobile, plays in city planning. A number of sociologists blame the automobile for the decline of the downtown areas of major cities. In the 1950s and 1960s, the automobile made it possible to work in the city and yet live in the suburbs many miles away. Shopping patterns changed. Instead of patronizing downtown stores, people in the suburbs went to large shopping malls outside the city and closer to home. Merchants in the city failed, and their stores closed. Downtown shopping areas became deserted. In recent years, there's been a rebirth of the downtown area, as many suburbanites have moved back to the city. They've done this, of course, to avoid highways clogged with commuters from the suburbs. I've chosen this particular city planning problem, our dependence on private transportation, to discuss in groups. I'm hoping you all will come up with some innovative solutions. Oh, and don't approach the problem from a purely sociological perspective. Try to take into account environmental and economic issues as well.
Number 47. How did the automobile affect the workforce in the 1950s and 1960s? Number 48. What problem did downtown city merchants face in the 1960s? Number 49. According to the speaker, why are some people moving back to the city? Number 50. What assignment does the professor give the discussion groups?